State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Every once in a while, our team receives a story pitch from somebody in the community who's trying to make a difference in the lives of disadvantaged youth. This is one of those stories. It's a piece about boys, girls, and the universal language of music. Here it is.
First of all, in Try, when we get to the end of the choruses, who can tell me what a chorus is in a song?
It's a part that repeats over and over again.
Yes, it is.
My name is Casey Stratton, and I'm the music program coordinator at Boys and Girls Clubs of Grand Rapids Youth Commonwealth. The program began in 2012, so the current calendar school year. We got a grant from the Barber Foundation here in Grand Rapids. They very generously funded the very first year of this program. It's an after-school program. So I ordered 14 keyboards, 8 guitars, tambourines, bongo drums, xylophones, glockenspiels, all sorts of stuff, piano books, guitar strings, capos, all sorts of supplies, anything I thought that we would need to bring music to kids. One of the main things that we were trying to address in our communities is the fact that the public schools in a lot of the neighborhoods that we serve have been forced to cut music programming or eliminate it completely from the curriculum. So a lot of my students, especially those who are in junior high, middle school, and higher, have no music in their school at all.
I want you guys to tell me what music means to you and what you think about the music program that we have. Bryson.
I think it lets me get out my energy, because I'm like,
it means make you happy.
Well, that's good.
Express yourself.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Giving the gift of music and the knowledge of music to a child opens up a world of possibilities that some of these kids have not experienced before. And a lot of the kids that I'm working with are in very challenging real-life situations. So if I can give them something that opens up that kind of world to them and something where they feel successful and they can see that their hard work pays off, my hope is that some of those kids would make some choices later in their lives based on what's happening now. So there's a lot going on outside of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What's a sharp? What's a flat? This is a quarter note. I mean, there's a lot more than that going on. A lot of these kids that I see when they come into the classroom for the first time and I let them play a keyboard or a guitar, they've never played an instrument before. They've never had the access to it. So just the mere thought of sitting in a chair and playing a guitar, their eyes just light up with excitement, and everybody wants to know who's next in line to play the guitar and who's next in line to play the piano. And I love that feeling because that kind of excitement is contagious.
Casey Stratton recorded the audio postcard with production help from me, Jennifer Guerra. Thanks for listening.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.